And hello, everybody, and welcome in to another edition here of the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show for Week 4 here of high school football. We are at Byers Field tonight, where it's Week 4 getting underway a little bit early, as it usually does, with one of the Parma teams. And tonight it is a battle in the Great Lakes Conference as the Parma Redmen play host to the Bay Rockets. We'll talk a little bit about that game here in just a little bit. Tony Bogan is with me on the line. Tony, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just excited for another week of high school football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tell me a little bit about your game from last week. You got a chance to see some history being made.
That's correct. I was in Roosevelt Ravenna last weekend. Roosevelt picked up their 500th win in program history. They held off Ravenna in a very well-played game.
Yeah, very much so. I think again, when you look at all the big things that go around high school football, you talk a little bit about some of those games from a week ago. But we've got a full slate of games, and boy, the weather looks like it's going to be another hot and humid weekend in and around Northeast Ohio. So we will have an interesting week ahead of us again. And this, of course, Tony, as you know, is the big week for high school football, because finally, after 3 weeks, most teams are getting set now finally for conference play.
Exactly. Conference play is when things start to be set in motion. It's regardless whether you had a good non-conference record or a not-so-good non-conference record, or not playing in conference could definitely make or break your season, depending on how things go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, our podcast tonight is brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company. Check them out on Facebook at Cleveland Clothing, and also Twitter.com/CLE Clothing Co. Support your friendly local Cleveland t-shirt shop this season. Cleveland Clothing has been spreading Cleveland pride one shirt at a time since 2008. Cleveland Clothing has you covered with all your Cleveland needs. And don't forget, use the promo code NEOSports for 20% off your purchase at any of their four locations: downtown on the corner of East 4th and Euclid, University Circle across from Mocha, Crocker Park in Comet Alley, or at Summit Mall in Akron. Again, shop online at clevelandclothing.com. They are our official sponsor here of the podcast for this week and for the rest of the 2018 season. All right, Tony, let's get to it. Let's talk a little bit about the Great Lakes Conference because, of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, we are here at Byers Field tonight for Parma and Bay. Bay off to a 3-0 start. They, of course, were very, very good a season ago. The Redmen are struggling. They haven't scored in 2 weeks, and last week, John Marshall got to them 23-0. Should be a Bay Rockets victory here tonight. What do you think, Tony?
I would have to agree with you. Bay is just picking up where they left off last season.
Yeah, they got off to a good start. Again, they are 3-0 in the non-conference play, and they'll have their first conference game here tonight at Byers Field. Normandy Valley Forge will be here tomorrow night. Elyria Catholic will play Mogador, Holy Name at Rocky River. Last week, Rocky River took care of Collinwood. Lutheran West defeated Normandy 41-2. It was Elyria Catholic 74, Cleveland Central Catholic 22. Holy Name a loser to Norton 21-7. It was Bay over Fairview 28-14, and Valley Forge, they were a winner last week over Brunswick 27-14. So right now the standings go EC and Bay both at 3-0, Valley Forge and Normandy and Rocky River all 2-1, and Holy Name and Parma at 1-2. All right, let's continue on here on the podcast. We'll move over to the Greater Cleveland Conference. Always a good one. We talked about Mentor a lot last week. Mentor, Strongsville, Solon all at 3-0, Tony, and Mentor and Strongsville have a big one this week.
Oh, yeah. Something's got to give in this matchup. Mentor went through a meat grinder of a non-conference schedule and came out with 3 wins, and Strongsville did the same thing. This is possibly one of the games of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good one. Median takes on Euclid this week. It's Elyria at Solon. Brunswick will take on Shaker Heights on Saturday afternoon. Brunswick right now looking for their first win at 0-3. You got Shaker Heights at 2-1. Medina is at 2-1. Euclid is at 2-1. And Elyria is at 0-3. Medina-Euclid, that should be another interesting game. Euclid trying to get back on track. I saw them last Saturday afternoon as they lost at home to Lorraine. So we'll see if the Pioneers can get back on track there as well. Let's move over to the Lake Erie League. Of course, some big teams there, including Maple Heights. They're at 3-0 right now. We talked about Lorraine a second ago. They're at 2-1. Cleveland Heights and Warrensville Heights, Bedford and Shaw are all at 1-2. Lorraine plays Football North this week. Maple Heights takes on University School. Warrensville Heights at Padua. Bedford at Copley. Shaw at VASJ. And Cleveland Heights at Lake Catholic. Anything popping out of you at the Lake Erie League right now, Tony?
Yep, USC in Maple Heights, if the Mustangs win tomorrow night, then they got a chance to move to 4-0.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Maple Heights, a pretty good start for Maple Heights. We'll see if they can keep it up. We jump over to the North Coast League. We'll start in the Blue Division. Benedictine, a loser to SVSM last week, 55-21. Padua over Howland, 25-14. It was NDCL 42. Lorraine Park out of Canada, nothing. Wayne losing rather to Archbishop Hoban, 47-28. Lake Catholic over Ursuline, 33-14. And it was Walsh Jesuit losing to Bishop Watterson, 25-20. Archbishop Hoban and NDCL and Padua and Lake Catholic are all off to 3-0 starts, Tony. Tell me a little bit about what you see there so far.
Hoban and NDCL being off to 3-0 starts, I'm not surprised about. And Lake Catholic, they're starting off really good. Let's see if they can keep it up.
They've got Cleveland Heights this week on the road. Padua will take on Warrensville Heights. Hoban will take on Ursuline on Saturday afternoon. NDCL will be at Cleveland Central Catholic. Benny will take on Cathedral Prep, and Walsh Jesuit will play a team out of New York, St. Francis. We move over to the other division of the North Coast League, the White Division. Gilmore Academy is at 3-0. Everybody else is either 1-2 or 0-3, so Gilmore off to a great start. They beat Hawken last week, 61-22. A lot of points last week with the good weather here in the Northeast Ohio area. So again, Gilmore off to another nice start, Tony.
Oh yeah, Gilmore is in their first year in the North Coast League, and so far they're definitely on the fast track to being ahead in the division, but they have to play the game still.
Yeah, no doubt. And they will take on Valley Christian. That game will be on Saturday this week. Trinity will take on Matthews. St. Thomas Aquinas tonight, actually, will take on Canton Central Catholic. Warren JFK and Crestview. And on Saturday, we mentioned Cleveland Central Catholic and NDCL. We'll go over to the Pack, the Stars Division first, where right now Buckeye Firelands, both at 2-1. Black River, Brookside, and Wellington at 1-2. Boy, good to see Wellington finally get a win. First time they've gotten a win since week number 8 of the 2016 season. That had to feel good for the Wellington kids.
Absolutely. It's always like as Normandy did last year, breaking a long losing streak. Let's see if the team gains some momentum as a whole, because they've got a game at a Clearview tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be a good one there. Black River, a loser to Ontario last week, 14-6. It was Buckeye shutting out Cloverleaf, 20-0. It was Firelands over Vermilion, 21-19 in a game heard on one of our partnerships with AM930 WEOL. Brookside over Cleveland JFK, 37-6. It was Norwayne over Keystone, 48-6. And we mentioned Wellington. They were a winner over New London, 34-22. This week, Black River's at Fairview, Buckeyes at Lutheran West, Firelands at Ashland, Brookside's at Oberlin, Wellington and Clearview, and Keystone at Columbia. You look over in the Stripes division, what's going on there right now? Lutheran West off to a real good start, 3-0. They beat Normandy last week, 41-2. They really shut down Matt Ash and that Normandy offense. Columbia and Clearview both at 2-1. Brooklyn and Oberlin at 1-2, and Fairview at 0-3. Lutheran West, anything else stand out for you right now in the Stripes division, Tony?
Lutheran West got a big game against Buckeye. That will probably may or may not determine who wins the Pack Stripes based on how things play out during the season.
Yeah, definitely. We'll move over to the Senate League where things are getting interesting now. John Marshall, how about the Lawyers? It's taken them a couple of years, but they're 2-1 on the season after they shut out the Redmen, who I'm going to see here in just a little bit, about 40 minutes away from kickoff tonight, 23-0 last week. Glenville's at 1-2, East Tech, Rhodes, John Adams, John Hay, Lincoln West, Collinwood, and Cleveland JFK all looking for their first win, but things are going to shape up this week because finally you get into conference play, so some of these teams are finally going to get off the schneid this week, Tony.
Exactly. You got two games where both teams are looking for their first win. John Adams, Lincoln West, and East Tech and the JFK Eagles. The Eagles are finally home after three non-conference games where they've had to do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, they sure have. We'll move over to the Southwestern Conference. Of course, that's a conference that's already seen conference play because of the amount of teams. Last week, it was Avon Lake in that huge game against Avon. They come out with a win, 31-28. Boy, the Shoremen, that's a long time coming. They have waited for that game for a while. Of course, they beat Avon in the playoffs a couple years ago, but when those two teams meet, it's always a rivalry.
Absolutely. Avon Lake with a huge win, and they're the surprise. They're at the top right now.
Yep.
But they can't look past Westlake because Westlake, like I said, they put up 78 points in the first two games.
Yeah, Westlake is 0-3, 0-2 in conference play. Westlake last week losing to Ohm Falls 48-14. Berea Mid-Park with a 50-12 win over Lakewood last Friday night. The game I was at was Amherst and North Ridgeville, and I'll be back in Amherst tomorrow night for Midview and Amherst. And again, Amherst with a huge night from their running back, Kennedy Scagliozio, with 284 yards on 40 carries and a couple of touchdowns. He had a monster night for the Comets, and he'll look to do the same against the Middies on Friday night. And it was North Olmsted in overtime beating Midview 33-27. Tony, Midview is 0-3. We knew they were going to be down a little bit this year, but I don't think anybody expected 0-3.
I didn't expect it either. But you never know. Maybe this game I believe every game from here on in is a must-win for Midview.
Yep.
Amherst is looking to look to 4-0 with a win. Midview's looking to turn their season around. I think Midview will definitely get a chance to turn their season around.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting this week. You got Ohm Falls and Lakewood, Avon Lake and Westlake, North Ridgeville, Berea Mid-Park, Midview at Amherst, and North Olmsted will take on Avon. We jump over to the Suburban League. We'll start in the American Division, where right now Barberton and Revere are both 3-0. Tony, tell me a little bit about this division and what you've seen out of the Suburban League thus far.
I've seen Revere putting up a lot of points, going 3-0, and I've seen Barberton being impressive. Just they're picking up where they left off last year. One team I wouldn't look past is Kent Roosevelt. They got a big game in Medina Highland Friday night.
I was just going to mention them. They're 2-1. Highland is 2-1. Talmadge is 2-1. And Aurora is 2-1. The only team under 500 after 3 weeks is Copley. They are 1-2. And you mentioned Kent Roosevelt and Highland in a huge game. You got Barberton and Revere, Talmadge and Aurora, and Copley and Bedford. We move over to the Suburban League National Division as we move on. And right now, Wadsworth and Nordonia. Those are the big two teams at 3-0. And guess what? This is the week. Wadsworth at home tomorrow night in a huge game against Nordonia. Who do you like early on in that one?
I have to say, based on home field advantage, Wadsworth. I think that this is the game of the week right here. Nordonia is completing a very impressive turnaround, and Wadsworth is picking up where they left off last year.
Yeah, Wadsworth, the Grizzlies, always very difficult to beat, and especially at home, and they will be at home tomorrow night. Let's go over quickly last week. You had Brecksville-Broadview Heights losing to Willoughby South 31-7. They're off to an 0-3 start. Aurora over Twinsburg 21-7. It was North Royalton losing to Highland 45-43 in a game that saw 88 points on the scoreboard. Barberton beating Cuyahoga Falls 55-6. Springfield over Hudson 16-10. Nordonia over Mayfield 35-26, and it was Stowman Row Falls losing to Solon 28-14. This week, Nordonia Wadsworth, as we mentioned, you got Stowman Row Falls and North Royalton. Cuyahoga Falls will be at Twinsburg, and Hudson will be at Brecksville. So somebody's going to get off the schneid there. The Bees and Hudson, both those teams at 0-3. Let's go to the Western Reserve Conference. Kenston is 3-0. Madison and Painesville Revere are both 2-1, along with Brush. Brush and Mayfield this week, that's a good game, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Annual rivalry. These teams have played some very close games. Wonder how Mayfield's going to do in this game. And another game looking forward to is North at Kenston, because Kenton, already off to another 3-0 start. They're looking to move to 4-0 for the second year in a row.
Some other games in that division for the Western Reserve Conference. We'll see Madison at Willoughby South, Chardon at Painesville Riverside. We go to the Independents as we move along here on the podcast here, brought to you again by Cleveland Clothing Company. You've got SVSM over Benny last week, 55-21. Let's talk for a moment about a San Ignatius, Tony. We've mentioned them a number of times and how difficult it's been for them to get going this year. They got off to an 0-2 start with two very difficult losses, losing to Menor, then they lose at home to in week two. Now, finally, they get off the schneid, though. Big win over Euclid last week. What do you think about things moving forward for Iggy?
I think things are going to continue to move forward for Iggy. They're too good of a team to be down on the canvas. I think they're going to have a good year this year.
Well, the other team everybody wants to talk about, of course, is St. Ed's. They came out shooting last week as well, 35-3 over Cathedral Prep. So they're now also 1-2. Again, it is almost like a must-win every week for those two teams, but off to good starts last week. Massillon Washington, 51. Warren G. Harding, 21. They're 3-0. And Garfield Heights with a big win over Bedford last week, 27-20. They're also at 3-0. You got some other great teams in that independent. And again, as you talk about right now what Massillon Washington Arlington and Garfield Heights have done. They're getting off to nice starts.
Absolutely, especially in the case of Garfield Heights. They've just been getting better and better over the course of 2 years. Maslin, I'm not surprised to see good.
No.
See doing well. But Garfield Heights, especially after barely missing out on the playoffs last year in Region 5, they're hungry this year, and it's showing.
Yeah, this week you've got a great game as St. Edwards will take on Elder. That game will be on Saturday. Iggy will take on COF Academy on Friday. You've got SVSM and Cardinal Mooney. That's also a big game. Garfield Heights gets a Senate team as they'll take on Rhodes. That should be all Garfield Heights in week number 4. The Portage Trails Conference County Division, Rootstown, Valley Christian, and Mogador, Tony, are all off to 3-0 starts. Rootstown beat East Canton 22-13. Last week, Valley Christian 34, Lisbon 7, and Mogador with a big win over, or actually Mogador beat Lindsay 35-14. So again, you look at how things are playing out early on. Rootstown Newton Falls this week, you got Mogador Elyria Catholic, and on Saturday, Valley Christian Gilmore. That ought to be another good game.
Oh yeah, especially Valley Christian Gilmore, but Elyria Catholic Mogador I think is going to be a really good game.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go over to the Metro Division before we circle back to our start here of our schedule. Week 4, we'll see Coventry and Cloverleaf, Ravenna, Woodridge, Norton Field, and Streetsboro, Akron, Springfield. Last week, Ellett beat Field 40-7. It was Akron, Springfield over Kenmore, Garfield 41-12. Bookdale over Woodridge 28-2. Norton over Holy Name 21-7. Chagrin Falls loses to Streetsboro 24-14. Talmadge over Coventry 34-21. Buckeye over Cloverleaf 20-0. And Kent Roosevelt over Ravenna 23-20. Cloverleaf, Ravenna, and Norton all at 2-1 right now. Nobody undefeated in the Metro Division right now, Tony.
Oh yeah, because they're off, especially in the case of Cloverleaf and Norton, are off to good starts. And Ravenna Woodridge is going to be a huge game, especially for Woodridge as they start off 0-3 in non-conference.
Let's circle back real quick, hit the Akron City series. Right now, Akron East is at 3-0. East last week with a win over Hoover 24-17, and East will take on Dover this week. You've got Ellett at 2-1, Bookdale at 1-2, and then three teams at 0-3, Kenmore, Garfield, Firestone, and Akron North. Again, the week 4 schedule looks like this. East at Dover, Ellett at North, Firestone at Bookdale on Saturday, and Kenmore, Garfield will take on Scott. That game will also be on Saturday. We move over real quick to the Chagrin Valley Conference. The Chagrin Division, Beechwood and Orange are off to 3-0 starts. How about the Bison there, Tony, of Beechwood?
How about them? They really struggled last year, but they're definitely putting things together. I have a feeling that if things continue as they are, that Week 10 matchup, I know I'm looking way into the future, but that Week 10 matchup between Beechwood and Orange will be definitely interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely, that should be a good one. Beechwood and Orange again, all both to 3-0 starts. Perry's off to a 2-1 start. West Geauga 1-2. Geneva, Chagrin Falls, and Harvey are all three teams right now winless at 0-3. You move over to the Valley Division where Kirtland and Wickliffe are off to 3-0 starts. Wickliffe over East Tech 42-0 last week, and you got Kirtland over Geneva 35-0. Cardinal and Kirtland, that ought to be a very good game on Friday night. And Independence at 2-1 will be at Wickliffe. That also should be a very good game for Friday night in that division, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Wickliffe has a good offense. They've had good offense for the past couple of years. This is going to be a key, I believe this is Chagrin Valley Conference crossover.
Yeah, it is. And you go over now to the Federal real quick before we wrap up. Uniontown Lake, Massillon, Perry, and McKinley all off to 3-0 starts. Hoover and Massillon Jackson both at 2-1. Glen Oak at 1-2 and Green at 0-3. So, again, a very busy week when you look around high school football. Tell me what you're looking forward to the most here, Tony, this week.
Honestly, I got to say I'm looking forward to that Nordonia-Wadsworth matchup because both of those teams are doing really impressive.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. Let's give you our schedule real quick before we wrap things up. Vince McKee on Friday night will take on, will be watching North Ridgeville at Berea Mid Park. Patrick Kennedy will take on another Southwestern Conference game in North Olmsted and Avon. Mike Trevisano will watch that Brush Mayfield battle. Vince McKee will take on St. Ed's and Elder on Saturday, a huge game. Rob Troutman and the Sports on Tap guys will watch Buckeye at Lutheran West. Tyler Skotsky will take on Madison at Willoughby South, another good game. Kevin Kevin Arnold will take in Independence and Wycliffe, and I will be out in Amherst to watch Kennedy Scagliozzo and the Comets as they will take on Midview. So we got plenty of big games on tap for this week, Tony, and it should be a good one. Again, don't forget, support your local Cleveland T-shirts shop all year long. Cleveland Clothing Company, been spreading Cleveland pride one T-shirt at a time since 2008. Use the promo code NEOSPORTS, 20% off your purchase at any one of their four locations. Check them out also online at ClevelandClothing.com. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us here at NEO Sports Insiders for Week 4. Tony, look forward to Week 4 and looking forward even more so, I think, to Week 5.
Oh, yeah. It's great to see some conference play as the season continues to roll on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, you have a good week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week here on the podcast. You've been listening to the NEOSI High School Football Podcast Preview Show right here at NEOSportsInsiders.com.